practice today, which has been normal. Jeff Allen, Jeff will not practice today. He is making progress. And then Mitch Morse, with a concussion, he hasn't passed the protocol yet, so he won't practice today. And DeAnthony, likewise, with a concussion, will not practice. We look forward to the opportunity of playing the Oakland Raiders. And again, we know they're an improved football team from what they were last year. You could see them improving last year, and they've even taken a few more steps forward this year. So it's we get it, and it's that's a tough place to play out there, and so we're not going to focus as much on that as we are on making sure that we get ourselves better. And we like I mentioned before, we've got plenty of room to improve. Today we get to work on our fundamentals and techniques, get our game plan down for the Raiders, and roll from there. Time's yours.
With Ben Gruff going to injured reserve, have there been any roster moves to accommodate that spot?
Yeah, so these were let me give you those, Herbie. These were the roster moves. We brought Munyer back. He's a center guard, so he'll be working in today. And then we put Reed Fragel on the practice squad, offensive lineman from Ohio State, and so on. So those are predominantly the things that have taken place.
Chuck Kendrick will practice today.
Is
he full go?
Yeah, he's full. Yeah.
Eric Fisher.
Eric's gonna practice today, and we'll see. Let me make sure I gave you that to you, right? Did I mention him?
No.
Okay. So I don't want to give you misinformation here. Eric Fisher's practicing today.
All right, and Bailey, Alan Bailey.
Bailey's practice. Yeah, he's gonna practice today.
D Ford.
Yep, he's practicing.
Okay. Yeah. How about you?
Are
you gonna be out there?
I'm gonna be out there.
Is D the next man up for Justin Houston, assuming he can go on?
Yeah. He's done a good job. You know, he was working his way in there quite a little bit before he got hurt. So, yeah.
So just to be clear, Houston, that is day to day. He could.
Yeah. Play. Yeah, it's day to day. I mean, he's made big improvements here over the last 2 days. So it's that's a positive thing, and we'll just see how he does.
Was, ball security always huge to any football coach, but. Was that something that Alex brought with him when he came, or is that something that you had to make sure he understood right off the bat that you didn't want to risk the ball?
Yeah, well, the turnovers as far as interceptions go, that was something that he's always been very good at. He's probably throwing the ball a little bit more here than what he did before, so it was important that he maintain that. But that's how he's wired. I mean, he understands it. He gets it. We always harp on the quarterbacks about ball security in the pocket, making sure that you protect the ball in the pocket. You don't get strip fumbles there.
This year, given the fact as a rookie center and then what happened last Sunday with the weather and so forth, it's been remarkable how much ball security you guys have had on the exchange.
Yeah, well, that's a game-to-game thing. So, you want to make sure that you keep focus on that, and again, that falls into that working your techniques and fundamentals, and it's important that we do that. This is on the road in a loud place, and we got to make sure we're sharp with it when we go to Oakland.
That win last week came with a price with all these injuries. It's kind of a challenging week, or so many question marks, I guess, this week for you.
Yeah, listen, I really don't get into all that. As with the guys, we just. Nice guys come in and they go, and if you can practice, you can practice. If you can't, you can't, and we roll. So that's the approach that we've taken. The guys are good with that. They battle like crazy to get themselves back. If they can't make it, they have trust in the guys around them that they'll step in and do a good job. So we've kind of just left it at that, and then nobody has to worry about it. You go play and make sure you do your job and keep yourself right. No, Munyer was, just active rock, just because of the center position. Yeah.
Okay.
You have one of the top scoring offenses now in the NFL. I know coaches a lot of times talk about diversity, a lot of different weapons, a lot of different guys contributing. Why has this offense become your best scoring offense in Kansas City?
Well, and listen, we have, we're not even close to what we can be. I didn't realize that. You know, I'm not big on all that stuff, but I'll tell you, I think the offensive line is taking a certain attitude, and it starts with them. I think it'll always be that way in football, as long as we're doing what we're doing here and not playing 7-on-7. I think the offensive line, you know, that's a big factor. So I'd give credit to Coach Heck. I'd give credit to those guys that have stepped in and battled, and they've got to keep it up. I mean, that's how it rolls. And you're as good as what you presented that last week, and now you got to bring it again this week.
You think maybe you're less predictable, more options, more players that can beat you at a given time?
Well, we are mixing it up with different people. So I've said that before. I mean, I'd be wrong to say no. I've said that before. The more people that are contributing, the more the defense has to account for these people. I think early we were doing that too. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers on it, but I think guys, we were mixing it up a little bit there. We just doing a little bit better job up front, I think.
Sunday you kind of threw a new wrinkle in that I haven't seen you guys use. Good old standard I formation with only two wide receivers and one tight end. The standard NFL offense 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, things, the NFL's always changing. We live long enough and wait long enough. You and I are getting old, so yeah. I mean, it might be living long enough. It'll all come back around, right? That's how this thing works. So we're lucky to have Sherm here who knows how to do that with that fullback position. And so we've been able to kind of mix it in and out. We did a little bit more this past week, yes.
Last one, too. When you were doing your background research on teams leading up to the draft, you were able to get a sense pretty easily or quickly how much you love those ones.
Yeah, well, Chris Ballard went out there to hang with him for a little bit, and Oakland's a unique community. I had a chance to coach out there when I was young, and so it's a unique community. They're very, very close and proud and prideful of what they've got there, and so he's part of that community. His family's been there a long time, and he is, yeah. No, man, he's a good player, real good player. And he hasn't had to move far. So he grew up in Fresno, went to Fresno State, now he's at Oakland. He's doing a heck of a job.
Throwing it out, are there any similarities at all you see between him and Alex? I know guys don't like to compare, but I was just curious if you see anything.
I mean, they're their own guys, yeah. I mean, I'd probably leave it at that. They got their own styles.
Well, Carr's getting the ball out quick. I mean, how much is that just kind of his skill set and offense?
Yeah, listen, he did that in college. I think they're feeding him things that he knows and feels comfortable with, and he's executing. You look at their stats, and they're right up there. So in passing, in the passing game stats, so he does a pretty good job there.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.